Grace Walker's debut novel, The Merge, opens in a world where Earth's resources have been pushed to a breaking point. That has given rise to a controversial new procedure in which two people's consciousness can be combined and exist in one body. This experimental merge is seen as an answer to overpopulation and possibly even a cure for things like cancer, dementia, and drug abuse. And here is where we meet Lori and Amelia. Lori is 65 and living with Alzheimer's, and her daughter Amelia can't bear the thought of her mother's mind fading away. So Amelia signs them up to take part in the world's first experimental merging process for Alzheimer's patients. While preparing for the process, they get to know a group of other merge participants. Ben plans to merge with his pregnant fiancée, Annie. Teenage Lucas plans to merge with his terminally ill brother, Noah. And Jay will join with his 17-year-old daughter, Laura, who is a recovering addict. Walker creates a world where the radical procedure is almost believable, backed by billionaire investors and governments that offer powerful incentives to consider merging. So-called combines get access to the best housing, health care, and other resources, while those who defy the coexistence procedure must pay higher taxes and barely scrape by for food and other necessities. The original and intriguing premise sets The Merge apart from the slew of other dystopian novels out there, but the pace is agonizingly slow, at least during the novel's first half, when Lori and Amelia are learning about the procedure and considering its potential effects. We get occasional flashbacks to their lives before entering the experiment, including Amelia's romantic relationship and her history of being an anti-merge activist, and Lori's traumatic childhood. We also catch brief glimpses of the corporate structure that launched what Lori views as societal cleansing, but nothing that comes close to explaining why a majority of citizens would go along with it. When Lori and Amelia move to The Village, which is a plush rehabilitation center for those who have merged, the plot takes a decidedly darker turn. Amelia and her mother gain insight into some of the corrupt machinations behind the merge, and, no surprise here, the system isn't quite as optimal as it seems. The novel does raise some valuable discussion points, including how far you'd be willing to go to save a loved one and never have to say goodbye. Other themes include the dangers of corporate influence and the ethics of medical advancement. And as with many modern dystopian stories, the hypothetical here doesn't seem too far away from our current reality. Walker creates a vivid new world and memorable characters, and her depiction of Lori's Alzheimer's is painfully realistic. There are also some noteworthy twists and a remarkable, if not totally satisfying, resolution. All in all, a worthwhile addition to the dystopian roster. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.